is the land of cotton. The first time you leave, it can be strange, it can be shocking. Not everybody drives a truck, not everybody drinks sweet tea, not everybody owns a gun, wears a ball cap, boots and jeans. Not everybody goes to church, watches every NASCAR race. Not everybody knows the words to Ring of Fire or Amazing Grace. I have been to foreign lands. I know what it's like to talk and have nobody understand. I have seen the Eiffel Tower lit up on a Paris night. I have kissed a West Coast girl underneath the northern lights. I know what it's like to be the only one like me, to take a good hard look around.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The economy, a key issue for voters, and the final jobs report before Election Day out today, showing fewer hires last month than projected, with just 12,000 jobs created. Economists say Hurricanes Helene and Milton and the Boeing strike likely impacted the hires, acting U.S. Labor Secretary Julie Hsu claiming that the overall economy remains resilient.
They're not reasons that are about the health of our economy. Nobody's looking at this month and changing the overall assessment of where the economy is. We have a lot of other data for that.
Unemployment remains at 4.1%, near historic lows. Former President Trump blaming the Biden-Harris policies for fewer jobs. He's campaigning in Michigan and Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Wisconsin, making three stops with just 4 days left before Election Day. In Orlando, a 17-year-old is in custody in the Halloween shooting last night that killed two and injured six others. Police don't have a motive. This is ABC. Unprecedented flooding in Spain leaves hundreds of people dead and a massive recovery effort still underway.
The slow, back-breaking job of removing mud one bucket at a time. 3 days after historic floods swept through several towns in the Valencia region, the initial shocks giving way to anger and frustration. Many streets are still blocked with piled-up vehicles and debris. Some places still don't have electricity, running water, or stable phone connections. Adding to the misery, more storms are forecast. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
They were thieves who did not make a clean getaway. A gallery owner in the Netherlands says two Andy Warhol works were stolen, but the thieves left two more Warhol works damaged in the middle of the street as they were running from the scene. The gallery owner also says they blew open the door to the gallery so bad the entire building was damaged. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Election Day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A high pressure system has settled in, clearing those clouds and calming our winds, but also providing some crisp temperatures. Highs today will only climb to the upper 40s and tonight fall to the mid 30s. But with plenty of sunshine on tap and warming temperatures, Saturday looks splendid. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 38.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. A Muckwonago man is accused of double voting twice. Waukesha County prosecutors accused 37-year-old Jason Osheim of casting votes in both Wisconsin and Florida in 2018 and 2020. The report came from the Wisconsin Elections Commission during an inspection for voter fraud. The commission says Osheim cast absentee ballots in New Myrna Beach and then voted in the Wisconsin election both years. Osheim faces two counts of election fraud. The days leading up to the election on Tuesday can be a stressful time for some people. UW Health psychologist Shiloh Mergain says you should focus on the things you can control. Mergain says you should also put down the phone and take a break from social media while also getting outside and exercising. Mergain says on election night, avoid doom scrolling on your phone and give yourself breaks from election coverage. And Madison's professional men's soccer team is set to host its first ever playoff game. Forward Madison will host Charlotte Independence Saturday at Bree Stevens Field downtown. A win will put the Forward one step closer to the USL League One championship game. Kickoff on Saturday is at 6 p.m. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanksgiving's only a few weeks away, and Fleet Farm's got just what you need to prep for family and friends. For you turkey smokers, Griller's Gold barbecue pellets are just $5.99 a bag. And you can never have enough Fleet Farm mixed nuts. Two-pound bags are on sale for $12.99. Wash it all down with Bubbler's sparkling water. Now just $11 for 2 6-packs. The holidays will be here before you know it. So stock up now on everything you need at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Durand, Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider Durand, and the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street Durand. Motorists and homeowners in southern Pepin County along Highway 35 that use a railroad crossing we'll have to deal with reconstruction of the crossings starting on Monday. The BNSF is replacing tracks and ties as part of routine maintenance. Pepin County Sheriff Joel Winter says the railroad has assured him there will be a system in place to cross the tracks in case of an emergency.
They have assured me that they have a steel or a cement plate that they will be able to place across the crossing from the Highway 35 side to the either the private crossing or into the public crossing that fire trucks and ambulance and law enforcement can get into during those times of closure.
The construction and closures of the crossings will happen daily from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. starting November 4th. It's expected to have that project completed by the middle of the month. Officials with Xcel Energy say a fallen tree limb that fell on power lines was responsible for the Wednesday night power outage that knocked out power to thousands. The outage lasted for about an hour and affected customers on the northeast side of Eau Claire and also in parts of Altoona. More than 3,900 customers were affected by the outage. There are some deadlines for Wisconsin voters to be aware of. In-person absentee voting in Wisconsin started on October 22nd. And on Sunday, it's the last day that municipal clerks could offer that option in the clerk's office or at satellite locations. Today by 5 p.m. is the deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail or online. Remember, voters mailing their absentee ballots or using a drop box need to be aware they must arrive by 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted. Daylight savings time is ending across Wisconsin and most of the United States this weekend. Clocks will fall back 1 hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, giving everyone an extra hour to sleep. The current system used across the country was established with the Uniform Time Act of 1966. There have been numerous efforts to end the practice at the federal level over the years, but none of them have been adopted so far. The Buffalo County Fair Board is looking for some volunteers. The Fair Board is looking to add 2 adult individuals and 2 youth members to the Fair Board. They're looking for those that are enthusiastic with the Buffalo or Pepin County Fair, also motivated individuals who want to keep the Buffalo County Fair a success as well. For more information, visit the Buffalo County Fair's Facebook page. And application deadline is November 11th. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The city of Durand is finalizing the proposed budget for 2025. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city will look at prepaying for a new squad car and also purchase some electronic voting books.
Included in the recommended budget, because of the fact that we had some money left over in a couple different line items this year, because it's the year to replace a squad car, that we would sort of prepay for that and use money out of this year's budget. One of the things that the new city administrator is asking for is new electronic poll books for elections. And the city clerk has learned about these and so on and so forth. So those are a couple of things that we're looking at.
The total tax levy for 2025 is expected to be just over $772,000. A public hearing on the budget will be held November 20th. Some numbers are in for the Drug Take Back Day in October. Buffalo County collected over 80 pounds of unwanted medications. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the state collected 54,949 pounds of unused or expired medication during the Fall Take Back Day. In spring of this year, there was 55,124 pounds collected. In fall of 2023, that number was 55,122 pounds. Xcel Energy plans to invest billions to upgrade power poles in Minnesota. Those upgrades should start by 2030. Over two-thirds of utility poles are now more than 50 years old. The aging poles have a rising failure rate, particularly during severe weather events. It's prompted Xcel to increase inspections and replacements. Xcel has already replaced 11% of those utility poles. Wisconsin's gun deer season is coming up later this month. The 9-day hunting period runs from November 23rd through December 1st. Well over 400,000 gun, bow, crossbow, sports, and patron licenses have been purchased across the state so far. For more information on licenses, harvest registration, safety guidelines, and more, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov/gohunting. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Minneapolis will be featured in the next series of the popular Netflix reality show Love is Blind. The announcement was made last night in Washington on the dating program's reunion episode. Three Minneapolis singles were introduced on the show. The eighth season will air on Valentine's Day. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news! A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing.
I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A high pressure system has settled in, clearing those clouds and calming our winds, but also providing some crisp temperatures. Highs today will only climb to the upper 40s and tonight fall to the mid 30s. But with plenty of sunshine on tap and warming temperatures, Saturday looks splendid. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 38.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love limited during Thursday's workout in the rain. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Matt LaFleur said rain on Sunday at Lambeau Field will not be an overriding factor into whether or not Love could play against the Lions.
To me, what factors is, can you protect yourself or not? And, you know, can you function at a high level, a winning level? And so we'll see where he's at.
Packers safety Xavier McKinney named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Month for his outstanding work in Green Bay's secondary. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
Football Badgers heading to Iowa City today to meet the Hawkeyes in Big Ten action tomorrow night. Badgers need a victory, one of their last four games, to become bowl eligible. Kick time set for 6:30 tomorrow night. Bucks continue to stack up defeats. They dropped their fourth in a row, 122-99 at Memphis last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 points and 11 rebounds, but no other Bucks player scored more than 12 points. Milwaukee hit just 9 of 42 from three-point range. Doc Rivers said they're getting good looks.
This may be the greatest make-miss night ever. I mean, I don't think anybody would complain about the threes we had. They were wide open, and I thought we moved the ball and got great shots. But there's still, the defensive transition was still awful tonight. And so that's on me. Like, everything's on me until we get it right.
Jets snapped a five-game losing streak last night. They knocked off Houston 21-13 at MetLife Stadium. Aaron Rodgers with three touchdown passes in the win. Some of the NFL's greatest coaches among the nine semifinalists nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame included in that list former Packers head coach Mike Holmgren. Two of the Big Ten's elite volleyball teams hooking up in Madison tonight. Big Ten leading Nebraska meets seventh-ranked Wisconsin at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers have taken 10 of their last 11 matches against the Huskers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
A crucial race weekend in Martinsville begins today.
I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered. NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Kyle Rickey. Join Chris Wilner and I each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We also talk to rising stars from your favorite short track. That's NASCAR Coast to Coast. Watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
All three of NASCAR's National Series will race at the half-mile Martinsville Speedway in Virginia this weekend, and all will determine the four drivers that will race for the championships next week in Phoenix. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will open the weekend today with the Zip Buy Now, Pay Later 200. Grant Enfinger is the only driver to have solidified a spot in the Championship Four, having won the last two races at Talladega and Homestead, Miami. Corey Heim, Christian Eckes, and Ty Majeski are all above the cut line by at least 22 points, while Rajah Caruth, Taylor Gray, Tyler Ankrum, and Nick Sanchez are all outside looking in. Hear today's race for the trucks beginning at 5:30 p.m. Eastern here on MRN. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Got mice? Get a barn owl. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Consider yourself lucky if a barn owl is roosting nearby. You'll have the best rodent control in the neighborhood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture. But that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Owls have always been linked with superstition and folklore. Barn owls are probably the reason why. They only hunt at night and have heart-shaped, ghostly white faces. Their eerie, raspy calls are nothing like the familiar hoots of their cousins. Barn owls like empty buildings, hollow trees, and open areas such as fields, grasslands, and marshes. Jenna Neese is an Ag and Natural Resources Extension educator at Purdue University. She says when a barn owl sets up housekeeping, rodents and other small varmints don't stand a chance.
They like small mammals such as mice and muskrats, rats, shrews, and voles. Occasionally they'll eat lizards, other small amphibians, and then some birds. But it's estimated that over a 10-year period, one barn owl could eat up to 11,000 mice. And 10 years is about the average lifespan for a barn owl, if they're able to survive.
Barn owls have razor-sharp vision and hearing. They fly silently over open habitats, looking for their next meal, and use sound to locate their prey. The shape of their face helps to funnel sound into their unusual ears.
Their ears are actually located under their feathers on the side of their face, but unlike humans, where our ears are equal and opposite of each other, one of their ear holes are actually slightly higher on their head than the other. By having the ear holes at different heights, they're able to sense how far away a sound is, and it's allowed them to locate their prey easily, even when the prey is covered up by grass or other debris.
Barn owl numbers are declining due to habitat loss. You can help by hanging a nesting box in a barn or even high up in a large tree. Learn more about barn owls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's Hair Volume from New Nordic.
Hair Volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give Hair Volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some Hair Volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
43 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk up 17 to 1963, January up 12 to 1971, February up 9 to 1965. March up 6, also at 1965. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, they were steady as barrels at 186, 40-pound blocks at 184. No sales. Cash butter steady heading into the midday at 270 and 3 quarters. Grade A non-fat dry milk at 137 and 3 quarters. Dry whey at 60 and a half. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mostly lower. Feeder cattle, though, are moving up mostly higher today. The trade still really remaining cautious in the markets due to some of the consumer demand. The future complex is uncertain about the market's immediate direction as traders continue to battle concerns that the market is technically overbought. Box beef prices were also lower. That's helping to provide some pressure to the markets as well, but there's still some demand in the countryside, and that is helping to support some of the feeder cattle markets today. Hog markets are higher on continued good consumer demand today, but the markets are reaching new contract highs, and support, though, continues to move on the markets. Support cutout values are also higher once again, and that is also continuing to provide support. But, well, again, we are reaching some overbought conditions. December live cattle down 75 cents to 185.55. February down 45 cents to 186.32. April down 7 cents at 187.27. November feeder cattle up 70 cents to 246.07. January up $1.02 to $242.35. March up $1.55 to $240.62. December hogs up 7 cents to $83.87. February up 27 cents to $85.47. April up 17 cents now to $88.27. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are still moving slightly higher today. Rains look to continue for the Corn Belt. That will slow any remaining harvest. The daily export wire, though, saw Mexico securing another 781,000 metric tons of corn. That's helping to support the markets. Now, soybeans after the starting the day mostly higher due to strength in some of the vegetable oil contracts have now begun to move more mostly lower. South America is seeing few short-term issues, and that is helping to provide some pressure to the market along with some profit-taking as well. Even though the export wire saw a sale of 122,000 metric tons of China and another 198,000 metric tons to unknown. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they are moving mostly lower. Been relatively range-bound for most of the session. Now, Matif wheat was firmer in the morning, but has begun to move just a touch lower. Also, some of those Russian wheat prices still lower, and that's providing some midday market pressure. December corn up 2.5 to 4.13 and a quarter. March up 2.75 to 4.28 and three quarters. May up 2.5 to 4.37. New crop 25 up a quarter to 4.41. November beans down 3 to 9.79 and a half. January down 2.25 to 9.92 and a quarter. March down 2.5 to 10.07. November down 1 to 10.32. December soybean meal down 5.30 to 2.94.20. December soybean oil up 99 cents to 46.13. Chicago wheat, December down 2.25 to 5.68 and a quarter. March down 2.5 to 5.87 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, December down 4 to 6 and one quarter. March down 4 and a quarter to 6.24. Energy markets today, December crude oil up 69 cents to 69.95. January up 72 cents to 69.53. Meanwhile, December gas up a cent to 197. January also up a cent at 196. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A field of dreams brings the farm to the fair. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
State and local fairs are first and foremost agricultural, and at the North Carolina State Fair, they're taking that message to kids and adults alike with what they call the Field of Dreams. It's an actual micro-farm where visitors can become farmers, if just for a few minutes. Carl Tart is the exhibit manager.
We have a gentleman, Mr. Rex Sasser, comes in and starts in June planting some of these crops, and he does a masterful job because you're planting at the wrong time of the year for a lot of these things, but he does a great job in keeping them going. And then, as I say, my role is to manage and put the whole scheme together and then manage it while we're here at the fair with staff to relate to the kids and the adults about what we're trying to do and get the message across.
The kids become farmers right down to driving pint-sized tractors and learn how the real farmer grows their food.
He's got to harvest it. He's got to carry it to market. He's got to sell it. That's how he gets his income. And then that's how you and I as consumers get our product from the store. So we actually have the kids 12 and under kind of harvesting a couple of three items each day, and they'll sell it at our local market. We give them some play money, and then they'll come to the grocery store inside and spend the money. And we give them a gift bag that's got North Carolina apple, pickle, candy, and a cow pencil in it.
Tart says the kids and their parents learn a lot from the experience.
We've got some garden signs out showing like what goes on a pizza or on a sub sandwich and this type of thing. They are amazed that that's what goes on there. You know, you have a kid and say, I will not eat a tomato. Well, I didn't know I was eating it on that pizza, and I didn't know I was eating it. So we get a lot of that. A lot of adults didn't realize that the peanuts were grown, the nuts themselves, underground, things of that nature.
Area FFA students take part to bring the little farm to life and answer questions.
We get an FFA chapter every day. They bring about 20 kids, and they're most from the eastern North Carolina. Like today, we have South Lenore down near the Kinston is here with us. Just great kids. And as I tell them every day, the kids come through that we're trying to relate to, they rather talk to them than they had me. I'm too old for them to talk to. But so they get a kick out of it, and so do the kids too, relating to somebody close to their age.
Tart estimates nearly 180,000 people visit the Field of Dreams each year. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. The Wisconsin all milk price for September was $25.50 a hundredweight, according to USDA's agriculture prices report. That was $2.50 above last month's price and $5.40 above last September's price. The U.S. all milk price for September was $25.50 a hundredweight, the same as Wisconsin's price, but $1.90 higher than last month's U.S. price. Meanwhile, the average price received by farmers for corn in September was $3.70 a bushel in Wisconsin. That was 3 cents below the August price and $1.37 below September of 2023. The September 2024 price received for farmers for soybeans was $10.20 a bushel, 30 cents below the August price and $3.50 below the September 2023 price. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $123 a ton in September, $5 below the August price, but $10 higher than September of 2023. Meanwhile, the September 24 alfalfa hay price at $132 a ton was $7 below the previous month and $42 below September of 2023. Wisconsin will receive more than $3.5 million in federal funding to help expand the domestic production of fertilizer. Bentley Farms in Shawnee County will use the funding to install and operate a nutrient concentration system, which converts manure waste into organic fertilizers. When fully operational, the system is expected to yield 40 million gallons of liquid product per year, and the project's expected to create 9 new jobs. The funding is coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Fertilizer Product Expansion Program. The National Pork Producer Council confirms there are no food safety concerns about the nation's pork supply after H5N1 was detected this week in an Oregon farm. NPPC continues to work closely with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, Veterinary Service, and pork industry stakeholders on disease surveillance programs. The confirmed case in Oregon poses no threat to consumer health or food safety as properly handled and cooked pork products remain safe for consumption. That, according to Brian Humphreys, NPPC CEO. The entire pork industry remains committed to safeguarding food safety and human and animal health. With rigorous on-farm biosecurity programs in place, the pork industry is working alongside APHIS since 2009 to carry out the swine influenza surveillance program to identify viruses circulating in swine. Pork producers have always been proactive and diligent about implementing biosecurity plans as part of their daily production practices, said NPPC President Lori Stevermeyer. The new Civil Liberties Alliance has filed a complaint against USDA and its Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. The group says the new rule requiring electronically readable ear tags for certain cattle and bison transported across state lines is unlawful compared to the long-used visual tags. The NCLA, representing ranchers, farmers, and livestock producers who move cattle across state lines, is urging the U.S. District Court for South Dakota to halt the illegal attempt to eliminate an already in place efficient means of cattle identification. USDA and APHIS are pursuing their objectives without any regard to the statutory limitations placed on them by Congress, that according to Kara Rollins, litigation counsel for NCLA. A new fourth quarter 2024 pork report from Rabobank says improved profitability is slowing herd contractions in most regions. However, producers are taking a cautious approach to expansion. Disease pressure in parts of Europe, South Korea, and Southeast Asia are slowing production growth, as are U.S. processing constraints and EU regulatory headwinds. Questions around consumer sentiment and pork demand are also weighing on expansion decisions. Political challenges are also heating up and creating a tenuous trade environment. Changes in the Mexican and Japanese administrations, a U.S. election, and the trend towards regionalized trade could create a less supportive trade environment for pork in 2025. China's anti-dumping case against the EU also highlights the industry's need to remain nimble. Recent labor and weather-related logistical challenges are only compounding trade uncertainty. While global feed levels are better than in past years, dry weather in South America and Asia may limit production in those areas. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
A more active weather pattern coming up over the next few days in our ag weather forecast. Periods of rain are expected Saturday night through Tuesday. Temperatures will run near to above normal once again through early next week. We'll also have higher humidities. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 43 to 48, relative humidities at 50 to 55%, southeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 33 to 38, relative humidities at 89 to 94%, southeast winds at 5 to 8, gusting to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a bit warmer, highs 53 to 58, relative humidities at 52 to 57%, south winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, cloudy, chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or storms, highs 60 to 65. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Thursday, sunshine, highs 45 to 50.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was
taking beats and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your fiddling beats, your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With her ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. In the second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. But that smile, closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer. So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
in it for me. What's in it for me? I've got to ask. If it's only more tears, then I have the past. If you'll open up, then I can see deep in your heart. What's in it for me? Past just disappear. If you're back for good, I want you to be. Just let me know what's in it for me. What's in it for me? I've got to ask. If it's only more tears, then I'll have the past. If you'll open. What
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.